Asian Pop Radio Australia. 영원한 건 절대 없어 결국엔 넌 댄싱 바바바바바 원하며 와지 노바 모두들 쏙쏙쏙쏙쏙
Yes, hello and welcome to Asian Pop Radio Australia across the Community Radio Network. I'm your host, Jay John, and filling into Jeanette's shoes, I was going to say. They're probably the same shoe size. Sarah Seuss, hello, Sarah.
Hello.
I said your surname right, didn't I?
Yep.
Yes.
Everybody gets mistaken with Sarah Sue instead.
Who's Sarah Sue?
Exactly.
No, who's Sarah
Sue? There's an S at the end of my last name. I don't understand.
Now, for those that have listened to our show for some time, you will recognize Sarah. Sarah was part of our K-Pop Raw podcast before we started Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Yeah.
And you were with us on Asian Pop Experiment.
Weekly.
You have just been with us all the way, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah. To
family.
Some capacity.
We've become a little family.
We have. A dysfunctional family. But, you know, filling in for Jeanette this week, it's nice to have you here. And I think Jeanette may be back next week.
Yep.
Fingers crossed. But we've got a big show to get to. Tell us what's coming up this week's show.
As usual, we have our Asian Pop news update, thanks to Cassie.
We will also have Shazza sitting down. Can you believe Shaz has sat down with Simon of Eat Your Kimchi in Seoul? They've opened a new cafe and she's there face-to-face with Simon, so listen out for that.
Paul will share his recommendation for Thai Pop Song of the Week.
Coming up is Man Man Fan Kun Dio by Mad Monkeys on Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Phil will join us once again with a HelloKpop.com update. Isn't that right, Philip?
Hey, hello.
How are you going?
I'm good. I'm sick again, Jace.
I know. You can't blame me this time. You haven't been in the studio.
But must have been from last week.
Yeah, sure. I have that lingering effect on everyone.
And Katie and Henry represent in Sydney, checking out their Smash Expo.
Do you reckon they're representing like street kind of like represent?
Probably.
Not like Jay John does anyway. Plus music from Speaker.
Antonius Maximus. I like it when it goes, when it goes bump, bump, bump.
I got that beat that goes, it goes like bump, bump, bump. A bit of E-pop there.
Yep.
Love that. And Junho.
Junho features.
Thank you. Please, give it a go.
And Junho features in the C-pop track.
Good. All right, we're all following. I think we should get in with a local superstar right now. This is, I think, her third song now after winning X Factor.
Yep.
Of course, we are speaking about Dami Im, who we like to call Dami Im Nida, and her song Gladiator on Asian Pop Radio Australia.
안녕하세요, 임다미입니다. 여러분은 지금 아시안 팝 라디오를 청취하고 계십니다. Hey, this is Dami, and you're listening to Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Across the Community Radio Network.
Bone.
of throne. Catch every arrow with my shield if it brings you to me. Not in it for the honor, for you I swear I'm gonna run through a thousand burning fields and nothing can stop me. Not in it for the glory, I just hope you're waiting for me. Never gonna
This is Ming Bridges and you're tuned into Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Dummy M on Asian Pop Radio Australia with her latest release, Gladiator. What do you think about it, Zero?
I think it's great.
I reckon that it's going to be her best song so far.
She's made it very far since after X Factor.
She's done it right. And I think, have you seen the MV?
Is that the one with her, with the white clothes? I only remember the clothes.
I think that was Super Love.
Oh, okay,
Super Love. She's going around Sydney and like taking everyone from all different places and going for a waltz and then a slip and slide, I think.
Yeah.
I think it's slip and slide.
Yeah.
The new film clip, I think it really gets the essence of that, like they've really created a character around her and I reckon that it's going to work for her. So our fingers are always crossed for Dami and our emails are always getting sent to Sony asking them for another interview with her.
Yeah.
Because we're big fans, aren't we?
Across the community radio network, this is the Asian Pop News Update.
Thanks to crew member Cassie, this is the Asian Pop Radio, Asian Pop News Update. Do you want to kick it off, Sierra?
The Visual K band Yuchid Sentai Noise are set to debut in the Philippines with a new album. The album will feature Filipino versions of previous hits as well as a brand new compositions. Fans will be able to get their hands on the album at selected record stores or online at pulpliveworld.com. Unfortunately for fans in other parts of the world, the album is currently only available in the Philippines.
Are you gutted?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm gutted.
Yeah.
Gutted.
Well, you can still get it online, which is still good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. That's where we spend most of our time, so we should be okay.
Yeah, online.
Hong Kong actress Amy Chan has turned down a role for an upcoming series after she was forbidden by her husband to return to filming. Moses Chan revealed that as their son is only 8 months old, he believes it would be beneficial for her to continue spending time to take care of the child and that he sees no necessity for her returning to work as they are already stinking rich. Actually, I think it says already financially sound, but I'm pretty sure he meant stinking rich.
Yeah.
They're rolling with the Benjamins and all that kind of stuff, making paper. Upon rejecting her role, Amy cited that she had not yet recovered from a recent hand injury and that she would prefer to celebrate her son's first birthday before taking on any upcoming roles.
Talk about being whipped, Jace.
There's quite a whip. Hang on, then we must have a whipping sound effect around here somewhere. There you go. There you go. Now for more in-depth K-pop news, we join Phil from Hello K-Pop.
Say hello to Australia's biggest online K-pop news website. Here's Hello K-Pop with a Korean pop news update.
Phil from Hello K-Pop, hello.
Hey, hello.
How are you going?
I'm good, I'm sick again, Jace.
I know, but you can't blame me this time, you haven't been in the studio.
But must have been from last week.
Oh yeah, sure. I have that lingering effect on everyone. I assume we're going to kick off with some EXO news, because it seems to be the flavour of the month.
Of course, some crazy news for EXO today. Close to 2 million fans have signed up for the EXO official fan club in the last week. The fan club named EXO-L was announced on August 6th and has since then amassed more than 1.8 million registrations. Can you imagine 1.8 million people signing up for your fan club, Jace?
I've got that many Facebook friends myself, actually. Just a little more than Kesha.
Just a little more. Not too much, right?
Not too much.
Many people were unable to sign up for the fan club because of the heavy traffic. EXO-L members can join the official fan club and have the opportunity to chat with the EXO members once a week. That's pretty cool.
Phil, are Hello K-Pop followers warming to the fan name now, or?
There's a lot more understanding, I guess, and they're just kind of accepting it, you know, in that accepting stage, you know.
Good.
There's nothing they can really do, to be honest.
Exactly.
It'll be the first time a fan club will be operating through a mobile app to help cater to the group's large international fan base. The mobile app will offer exclusive content, chatting events, and allow fans to stalk their official schedule.
Very cool.
That's opening up for, you know, some stalking problems, right?
I think so. Got to be careful there. Okay, and Louis Vuitton apparently looking into buying shares of YG, is that right?
Yeah, smart move by Louis Vuitton. Luxury brand Louis Vuitton's parent company has revealed it is seeking a partnership with YG Entertainment. The deal is worth 100 billion South Korean won, which is about 97 million USD. If the deal is made, this is going to be the first time that a luxury brand makes such a huge investment in the Korean entertainment industry. The company is currently in talks with YG Entertainment about an investment worth around about 20% of the YG shares, and it has been said that Louis Vuitton is seeking business partnership rather than trying to gain management control. YG's entertainment shares rose by 9.6% after the news of investment broke out.
There you go. Hopefully there'll be no change name changes to any groups, like 21 might be start called, like, I don't know, the Louis or something.
Well, that wouldn't be good.
That would be very weird, actually. And some news to wrap up, Phil, of two former members of two different groups, of course, EXO's Chris and a member of Super Junior, right? Working together for a movie.
Yeah, this really comes at no surprise, because there's been much talk about Chris following Han Kyung's footsteps. I really can't pronounce his name.
It's all right. We've all stuffed it. You can too.
The EXO member will be starring in a new Chinese-Korean film called, okay, once again, I'm really bad at pronouncing this, but Xiao Yu Kao Mu.
Right. Yeah, I'll go with that.
It was Han Kyung. Chris, who is currently in a legal battle with SM Entertainment, has been confirmed as a leading character for the romantic film, along with former Super Junior member Han Kyung. Actor Jun Won has also been cast. In the film directed by Ju Jin-kyu, the three stars will compete to win the heart of the same woman. Many media have drawn comparisons between the two stars, who have both filed a lawsuit against SM Entertainment for unfair contracts. Are you surprised at all by this news, Jace?
I am not surprised at all by people suing each other in Korea.
It seems almost a norm right now,
yes,
isn't it?
It seems more, they're aiming for that more than actually having a career in music.
Well, that's tough luck for them.
Yes. How do we get more details on it, Phil?
To see all the trending news at Hello K-Pop, check us out on hellokpop.com.
I'd like to know how to follow you on Twitter.
You can follow us on Twitter too if you want. You can follow us on Instagram. Just find us at Hello K-Pop and follow us there.
Thanks, Phil.
No worries. See you next week, Jace.
Passionate about Asian pop music? Want to get involved in our show? Email asianpopradio@yahoo.com or write to us via our Facebook page. Okay, stop. I'll tell you that. It's been way too long since I've been out for a night with my girlfriends. Been a hard day's work, so let's go. We're gonna celebrate tonight. Oh, hey, hey. Got my outfit tied. I'm looking right. Diamonds on deck and my shoes fly. It feels so good in the civil light. Raise my glass tonight. Drop it in a car. Gonna take a trip. Turn it up all night. No, we don't need us. No, dude.
Radio Australia across the Community Radio Network on stations like Joy 94.9 in Melbourne, 2SER in Sydney, Edge Radio in Hobart, all sorts of stations. Thanks for your support and thank you for listening to our program, regardless of if it's on the radio or on a podcast. We love you, don't we, Sarah? We love them.
Yeah.
We love everyone.
All the support that we can get.
There's a lot of love. Speaker, of course, they're a South Korean girl group, if you are unaware, formed under B2M Entertainment, and they debuted around February 2012, and they're first mini album, of course, Russian Roulette, one of our favorites on Asian Pop Radio. They're one of the lesser known, lesser popular groups, and I don't know, I guess maybe more of an indie group.
Very niche.
But we think they deserve our respect.
Yeah, I think they do too.
Support the rookies, support the underdogs.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what we do on this show.
Maybe want to dance after listening to that.
What do you think they're familiar to? That particular song.
That particular song, first thing I heard, I felt like it reminded me of Sister, you know?
Yeah.
Quirky, fun, young.
I was thinking kind of Wonder Girls,
yeah.
Be My Baby, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Really funky retro stuff, because there's a lot of retro stuff happening at the moment, not just in K-pop, but worldwide.
It's the style now these days, isn't it?
I think so. Hey, we're going to go over to Singapore now and listen to a great track, and we're going to tell you all about it right after this, Asian Pop Radio.
Oh, lewat ku tergoda. Kau berbeda, bukanlah buaya yang ingin ngap-ngap saja. Di tengah hatiku keluar biasa, ramai menyapa tapi aku tak indah. Oh oh, aku tu jatuh suka tapi sayang jatuh cinta padamu satu-satunya.
Dari pagi rela aku menempuh cabaran rintangan hidup.
Asian Pop Radio Australia, across the Community Radio Network this week with Jaejeon and Sarah.
Hello.
Hello.
And the artist was Hakim and the song was Semyana Alright feat. Yahya Hamid.
And I believe that's from Singapore, which is pretty cool. We don't always get to play new tracks from Singapore because they're hard to find.
I actually really liked that song.
Yeah, I think Trav, our music director, did a good job of that.
And now we're crossing over to Katie and Henry representing Asian Pop Radio in Sydney, checking out Smash.
Hello and welcome to Asian Pop Radio Australia's coverage of Smash, Sydney manga and anime show. I'm Katie Phillips.
And I'm the Vince Russo of K-pop fandom, Henry Dorn.
And today we are lucky enough to be talking with the coordinator of Smash, Ms. Susan Ma. Thank you for agreeing to this interview.
Thank you so much for having me today, Katie.
How were you first introduced to the concept of Smash?
Like most Smash volunteers or staff members, we're like, you know, very passionate about anime and manga. So naturally, you know, Smash, what's the best place, you know, other than Smash to volunteer? So I've been involved with Smash for about 3 years now. Just pretty much just, you know, helping out from behind the scenes, like all year round towards this very day. So it's, yeah, quite a journey.
What's it like working at Smash?
From behind the scenes, it's quite, you know, complex. It's a bit crazy as well, especially, you know, the few weeks leading up to, like, you know, this weekend. A lot of preparations go into it, you know, a lot of emails, you know, liaising with clients. It's quite an experience. I would recommend, you know, fans to volunteer at Smash at one point because so much happens at Smash. Everyone's just very friendly. And, you know, because we're so passionate about what we do, what we want to offer people as well, we try to make Smash the best it can be for anime fans across Australia.
What do you think is this year's main focus?
This year's main focus is just probably to, you know, elaborate more on what we offer as a Japanese pop culture convention, particularly like cosplay. This year we're having two cosplay competitions. That's the Mad Men competition and also the World Cosplay Summit as well. We've also got like other aspects like gaming. We've expanded that section as well. And we've got other like areas like Board Jonah dolls. There's like an exhibition downstairs where people can see dolls. A lot of vendors and artists. Yeah, we just try to like, you know, have a lot of like range of Japanese pop culture aspects so people can see what's Japan about, what's the culture like, and, you know, just to sort of encourage people to just immerse themselves in a great environment.
What do you hope to achieve this year with Smash?
Especially with this year, we've got a 2-day convention. We've haven't done that for quite a while. I think the last time we did that was many years ago. I think that was back in 2007. This year, we just want to, you know, offer a lot more events and attractions. Especially with 2 days now, we can just spread events across the, you know, the weekend, which is pretty good. So people have a lot of time to, you know, go to the competitions, watch cosplay, just basically create like an event that people enjoy, basically.
Anime and manga has been around for several decades now, but only recently it's begun to make big splashes in Western society. Why do you think it's become like this?
Personally, I don't think it has like been recently hitting it off. I think back in the 90s, you know, people grew up with like cheese TV, watching Sailor Moon, Dragon Ball Z, and from there, many, like, you know, all of us grew up watching those, you know, cartoons. Well, we think it's cartoons, but it's actually like dubbed anime. So from there, you know, our passion has, you know, developed over the years, and we've become, you know, we've gone off, we look into our own type of anime that we like to watch, and since then, you know, the Western society seems to be, you know, a lot more appreciative and more interested in, like, you know, Japan. You know, because you've seen, like, you know, sushi everywhere. A lot of things is Japan's culture nowadays. I think because with Japan, the culture is so, like, weird, quirky, and a lot of people are interested in the cute culture. Like, you know, with Hello Kitty, you know, those really cute plushies. People are just fascinated with Japan because it's just different from other cultures. That's why, you know, we've got, like, these conventions that sort of, like, encourages people to go to see these type of things. So I guess that's why, you know, Japanese culture has been popular in recent years.
And you've got some really big names here this year, as usual. Reika, Toshihiro Kawamoto, Kotono Mitsuishi. How did you find such influential figures to come and guest at the show?
I guess over the years, we've acquired quite a few, like, international artists, and from there, the ball just keeps rolling. Every year, we try to find, like, a different guest. Like, last year, we've had a few musical guests. This year, we've got a cosplay guest, which is Reika. We've never had, like, such an international cosplayer before. And as usual, we try to find, like, other types of guests. Like, you know, we've got the animation director this year, Mr. Kawamoto, and we've got Kotono as well. So it's just a different, you know, we try to find, like, different types of guests every year.
Are there any possible plans for Smash next year, which fans can anticipate?
Next year, we'll probably just, you know, try our best to make an even bigger Smash. Hopefully, we'll try to, you know, attain more Japanese pop culture elements to it. Say, for example, like, anime, like, J-pop artists, or even, like, more cosplayers, I believe. I think that's the plans for next year.
Thank you very much for your time, Mr. Na. It's been a pleasure talking to you. For now, this has been Asian Pop Radio Australia at Smash.
Katie and Henry did an awesome job there down in Sydney, of course, at Smash. I think they sound like they had quite a bit of fun there. Sarah, what do you reckon?
Yeah, I think they had an amazing time.
Yeah, I'm a bit jealous. All right, I think it's time to hear some Thai pop. What do you reckon?
Yep.
Thanks, Paul.
And now, please be upstanding for the Thailand National Anthem and Paul's Thai Song of the Week.
DJ, back.
Hey guys, it's Paul here, your Thai pop specialist, and today I have a Thai song for you. This week I have a brand new Thai pop boy band, goes by the name Mad Monkey, under the label of GMM Grammy, which also produced The Star. The song name is Man Man Fan Kwon Dieu, which translates to I'm a man, one woman is enough. The song is about five guys who have a playful and cool personalities and looks. They are looking for girlfriends, and they have swear that when they find one, they will have her and her only. They are not gonna be like a two-timers or players and stuff. They are being honest and they to their girlfriends, and they have my respect already. So here it is. Enjoy Man Man Fan Kwon Dieu on Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Follow us on Twitter at Asian Pop Radio.
จับจับจากรักทุกใครคิดจะโดนเข้าไปซะต้องสงบอย่าหลบนะเพราะว่าแฟนจะมาให้ยังไล่ใจพอบอกว่าแมนแมนต้องมีแฟนคนเดียวโอ้เฮียเจ้าชู้ shopping mall จะใครก็รักไปหมดเว้นต้องหมดสะกดอดโอ้ยใจแตกอีกแล้วเราเห็นแล้วชอบไปหมดจะใครก็รักไปหมดใจฉันอยากจะโดดโดดโดดเข้าไปรักเลย
Another great Thai song, thanks to our Thai pop specialist, Paul. This is Asian Pop Radio Australia with Jay John and Sarah in the studio this week.
Yep.
Sarah, thanks so much for joining me on the show to fill in for Jeanette this week. It's been great to have your help.
Yep, it's been a long time since being here, feeling a bit rusty, but I really did enjoy myself today.
It's all right. You've sounded absolutely awesome, and I hope you can come in and chat sometime again soon.
Yeah, hopefully in the near future.
But I'm going to keep it going now, so you can run off and make sure your boyfriend doesn't get angry.
Whipped.
Thanks, Sarah.
Thanks.
Check out youtube.com/AsianPopRadio for exclusive podcasts, interviews with your favorite musicians or idols, reviews, and more. Asian Pop Radio Australia, Australia's largest Asian pop community radio show. Follow Asian Pop Radio on Facebook, facebook.com/AsianPopRadioAustralia.
I feel a little lonely now that Sierra's gone. Nonetheless, I've got quite a bit of information I need to share with you, of course, this week, because there is an absolute ton of events coming up across Melbourne, Brisbane, and Sydney in the next couple of weeks to months. Of course, K-Wave Festival makes its return for a second year on September 6, 2014, down in Melbourne at Federation Square. The hashtag K-Wave14, make sure you remember that, and you have to be tweeting with that hashtag to try and be part of all the action and help promote the event. Of course, free event being put on by SQ Entertainment, and we will be involved, so we want to see you down there. Check out www.kwavefestival.com for more information, and of course our K-Wave K-Culture full 1 hour show coming up very, very soon, so keep listening to Asian Pop Radio Australia for that. Music Wave is coming up very, very soon. Now, of course, these are in no particular order. This is the 20th of September down at Bondi Beach Park. Music Wave featuring Jay Park, Kimberly Chan, and a whole heap of awesome people, including Far East Movement. This is one heck of a show. Tickets start from around $79 right through to the VIP tickets. If you want to find out all the information on Music Wave, you must go to www.music-wave.com.au. Again, it is a Sydney event, and we're proud to be supporting this event. Hopefully, we've got some news on ticket giveaways in the next couple of weeks. So keep listening to Asian Pop Radio Australia. That's music-wave.com.au. It's going to be an absolutely huge show thanks to JMS Entertainment. B1A4 Road Trip in Australia. This is their 2014 concert series. They are coming to both Melbourne and Sydney. Now, tickets have been on sale for about the last 2 weeks, so I'm a little bit worried that people might miss out if they don't get in soon. Melbourne, you'll be able to see K-pop boy group B1A4 Thursday, 18th of September 2014 at 7 p.m. Regent Theatre this time around. So usually these guys are JK Entertainment host their events at Festival Hall. No, this time Regent Theatre, it's a sit-down event, so you're going to be nice and cozy watching the guys for a couple of hours. You can get tickets via ticketmaster.com.au. Sydney, 7 p.m. on Saturday the 20th of September at Big Top Luna Park, bigtopsydney.com/tickets. And if you want more details on that concert, you can head to theaureview.com. Of course, another event that JK Entertainment are hosting is the K-Pop Star Australia Audition. Now, this is the big K-pop music television show. They are coming to Australia to get locals who think they've got what it takes to be a K-pop star to audition for this program. Applications are open and they close on the day of the event, which is, again, the 6th of September, which is the same day as K-Wave. So if you can't make it to Melbourne, you can go to K-pop Star. If you can't make it to Sydney, you can go to K-Wave. Plenty of Korean pop action for everyone. Okay, so you can find out more information about that at jkent.com.au. There's posters around Melbourne now because I put them up. Okay. And of course, Coffea, the Korean Film Festival. It's all K-culture at the moment. I'm not going to tell you about that now. I'm going to tell you about that very, very soon, because coming up later in the show, I'm chatting to the organizer, or one of the organizers of the event, Mr. David Park. Coffea.com.au. It's going to be an awesome event that's covering Sydney, Canberra, Brisbane, Perth, Melbourne, Adelaide, the biggest year yet. Korean Film Festival coming up very, very soon. For now, I reckon we should get into another track. How about a bit of V-pop for you? Antonius Maximus. Song's called On and On, and here it is, first play on Asian Pop Radio Australia.
I like it when it goes, when it goes bump, bump, bump. I got that beat that goes, it goes like bump, bump, bump. I'm on that next level, so high that I can't drop. Whack shit, oh no, 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 I'm what they call the top.
Keeps going on.
Thank you.
keeps going on.
Here it is, Antonius Maximus, On and on Asian Pop Radio Australia. Bit of E-pop for you. Of course, he's very popular in not just Vietnam, but outside of Vietnam. Hoping to have a bit of a chat with him on the program soon to chat about his latest work. Now, of course, I did say that coming up, we have our interview with David Park of the Korean Film Festival. Listen out for that. But for now, we were really lucky to actually have Shaz, one of our crew members in Seoul, Korea last weekend, lining up with a whole heap of fans that wanted to check out Eat Your Kimchi's new cafe. Now, if you haven't heard of Eat Your Kimchi, I don't know where you've been hiding, but there are very popular Canadian basically vloggers. They started online around 2008. They've grown ever popular. They've got a massive following in K-pop circles, not just in Korea but outside of Korea. They almost guide people through Korea when they're going there for the first time. Luckily enough, Shaz had a chance to sit down with Simon, one part of the duo, in the cafe that they've just opened, and this is her chat with Simon now on Asian Pop Radio Australia, direct from Seoul.
Hi, I'm Simon.
And I'm Martina.
And you are listening to...
Use Your Sexy Voice, Simon.
I said we're from Eat Your Kimchi. I'm sorry, I forgot.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Simon.
And I'm Martina.
And we're from Eat Your Dimchi... Dimchi. Hi, I'm Simon.
And I'm Martina.
And we're from EatYourKimchi.com.
And you're listening to...
Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Asian Pop Radio Australia here at You Are Here Cafe. I am here with...
Simon from You Are Here Cafe. Martina is downstairs. I'm sure she can answer questions later, but it's just going to be me right now. I can pretend to answer for Martina if you want.
Hi, my name's Martina. I saw next veggie.
No, that didn't work. I need to make a better Martina voice.
So it's your opening day of the cafe here. How do you feel?
I feel so many things. Number one, I feel incredibly guilty because so many people are waiting in line in the sun and I just want to give them all water, and I feel terrible that it's taking so long for them to come in, but we're doing our best. I feel like I just want to ask everybody how everything tastes. Is it okay? What can I change? I'm trying to make the best experience that people can have here, and I just, my mind is just racing all over the place. So it's very nerve-wracking, but I'm very happy to see people finally here because we've been working on this for so long.
The lineup kind of shows how popular you are.
I think it's all for the milkshakes. The milkshakes bring all the boys to the yard. They're really good milkshakes. The milkshakes got so good that they in fact broke the blender. Our blender is working again. So that's good.
Did you get much sleep last night? Like, you guys would have been very anxious.
Martina didn't sleep. Martina just there like at the ceiling the whole time, scared. But for me, because we had a soft opening yesterday, which was just like close friends and family. Yesterday we were just running around doing everything as well. And then when we came home, I don't even remember touching the bed. I just remember waking up this morning naked. I'm like, how did I get here? So we're very exhausted. I think tomorrow we could finally relax a bit. We are quite exhausted, Martina more so than me. I'm at least sleeping a bit, but we're both very overwhelmed.
Oh really? Because most of my friends I was here with were commenting on how bubbly Martina still was.
Oh yeah, she's bubbly right now, but as soon as she gets home, she's just gonna...
Yeah.
I'm not even sure she'll be able to get through the door without falling over.
Anything you want to say to your Asian Pop Radio listeners?
We'd love to see you stop by the cafe. We put a lot of heart and soul into this, and we're going to keep on trying to add new things and make it better. We really hope that you feel a kind of experience in the coffee shop that we try to get across in our videos.
Yeah.
So hopefully you can feel that kind of comfort and family-ness.
Yeah, it's got a really nice atmosphere here with classroom and
very unique and light.
I really like the big windows on both doors.
Yeah, even the lights.
Well, there you go.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Hi, I'm Simon.
And I'm Martina.
And we're from EatYourKimchi.com.
Hi, I'm Hugh, and where from?
My Korean husband!
You're listening to...
And you are listening to...
Use Your Sexy Voice, Simon.
Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Yes!
Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Interviews, news, reviews, and exclusives. Do you love me? Do you love me?
Great work, Shaz. And of course, if you want to check out more on Simon and Martina's work, head to eatyourkimchi.com. C-pop for you now, Asian Pop Radio. Coffee interview coming up next. Across the Community Radio Network, this is Asian Pop Radio Australia, and it's that time of the year again where we start talking Korean Film Festival. Very exciting. Coffee is back, and we are joined by Cultural and Media Relations Manager at Korean Cultural Office, the man to go to for K-Culture in Australia. It's David Park. How are you going?
Hey, Jason. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Now, look, David, this is the third year we have been covering the Korean Film Festival now for something that was only staged, I guess, in Sydney not so long ago. You know, you're really reaching further this year into other states. Which Aussie states are getting themselves a run this year?
In our fifth year, we're expanding to six major cities in Australia. So we'll be in Sydney, Canberra, Brisbane, Perth. Then we're going to take a trip down to good old Melbourne and finishing our leg of the tour in Adelaide.
I was trying to remember, Perth and Adelaide are new this year, is that right? Or were they part of the lineup last year?
Perth and Adelaide and Canberra are new additions.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
You've definitely branched out this year.
Mm-hmm. Yep, all the way to Perth. So we'll be covering the west side of Australia this year.
That's awesome. Now, the Sydney and Canberra leg of the festival just kicked off. How was the opening night and what movie did you choose to screen at both?
The opening film is the same for all cities. So we've chosen the film Cold Eyes, which is a crime thriller, which was top 10 box office last year. And it's just a great film, which just shows how much Korean film has evolved to be able to tackle the high technicality and sophistication required to pull off such cinematic feats. So We were really excited to introduce that film for our opening. And opening night went really well. The audience really loved the film. We're good to go.
I was going to say you sound awfully tired, which is expected, but then I remembered that I was texting you at midnight and 6 a.m., which might have had something to do with it.
No, it's always great to receive, texts. Girlfriend.
Oh, thanks for that. How on earth did you actually open two locations on the same night?
The Canberra Embassy. So our embassy of the Republic of Korea, stationed in Canberra, were to be thanked for that. They helped us run the Canberra leg of the festival while we were here in Sydney, and we opened in the George Street Event Cinemas.
Always a very supportive venue for our festivals like this, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good to have friends in high places, David. Okay, next, of course, the festival is heading to Brisbane, Vegas, Perth, Melbourne and Adelaide. Now, we know that the same movie will be screening for the opening. Is it much the same lineup for each of those next cities?
Yeah, so we've got 19 films this year, all of them spanning from various genres, and we've actually placed a little focus on stars that we may be able to recognise from the K-pop scene. We're really excited about that.
Very smart.
And a lot of your listeners would be really interested in checking out those films.
Alright, well, let's have a look at this year's theme, Some Like It Spicy. Should we be expecting to work up a sweat while we're in the cinema?
A few of the films, yes. Definitely raunchy, definitely spicy this year. It's a sentiment of the Korean cinema. I really believe that our cinemas, the films that Korea produces is very spicy. It's very, it's got its own unique taste and feel. And I just thought spicy was a great word to describe the sort of content that's continually coming out of Hollywood.
See, I thought you might have been swapping popcorn for some rice cake, and that's why it was going to get sweaty.
Or maybe kimchi.
Yes, that could work. Kimchi flavored popcorn. That sounds fantastic. All right, David, tell us what's in store for those that like a good comedy.
I guess you could enjoy the family flick Miss Granny, or the directorial debut of a famous actor in Korea. His name is Ha Jong-woo. He's just directed a film called Fasten Your Seatbelt.
Awesome.
It follows a famous Korean celebrity who happens to be on a plane which is about to crash, and it's just got a lot of witty dialogue, wacky characters. It should be a really good feed for your comedy interest.
Okay, how about action?
I'd recommend The Suspect. It really follows in suit with fans of the Bourne series.
Cool.
If anybody is an action buff, The Suspect is something I'd really like to recommend.
I think I'll be sitting there right at the front for that one. And what's your pick for this year's romantic flick?
Romantic flick. We've got a few rom-coms, but one to represent the rom-com genre this year is Very Ordinary Couple. It follows the story of a couple who've recently gone through a breakup and decide to go back again. And the premise is, will they be able to stay together? But it's very honest. It's very brutal. And anybody who's been through a serious relationship would be able to really identify themselves with this.
You'd be the romantic kind, wouldn't you, David?
I hope so, but that's up to the ladies to decide.
I've heard otherwise. Nah, just kidding. jokes. All right, who wins the award for this year's most outrageous film?
Outrageous film. I really think Cold Eyes would be something that would really give some perspective onto how much the Korean film scene is. Other than that, I'd recommend Hot Young Blood. The title is a little excessive, but it's actually it's a nice rom-com set in the 80s of Korea. It will give you a really nice introduction into how our culture was shaped to how it is now.
Life before the wave.
Mm-hmm. Right before the wave, exactly.
Well, it sounds like there's plenty on offer for everyone in every city, and I think Melbourne's especially lucky because they're going to get a chance to check out K-Wave one weekend, and then a few days later, you're going to be there for the Korean Film Festival.
Exactly, and a little bird tells me that I may be there for the K-Wave Festival also.
Well, we've got the fan groups calling for David Park, so we can only hope.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Hashtag David come to Melbourne.
Perfect.
David, thank you so much. How do we find out more information on Kofia?
More information is available on www.kofia.com.au.
Thanks, David.
No worries. Thanks, Jason.
That's it, Asian Poppers, for another week of Asian Pop Radio Australia. Thanks for joining us. A big thank you to all our APRA team members. Cassie for the news update. Phil from HelloKpop.com. Sierra for joining as co-host this week. Travis for the music selection. Katie and Henry for interviewing Susan at Smash. Shaz, who interviewed Simon of EatYourKimchi.com. And of course, a big thank you to David Park of the Green Cultural Office in Sydney. Join us next week. Remember to use the hashtag APRAFamily. That's APRA family. For the way out, let's listen to Z and Blick and Goldfish within the house from Malaysia on Asian Pop Radio Australia. See ya.
Hi, saya Z, the Andas and Dan Bendengar, Asian Pop Radio Australia. All the ladies in the house.
But you can't stand the heat, so get out the kitchen. Blow fuse, overload the system. Down in one, when y'all stay sipping. We don't know last call, we just do what we do when we do, that's all. We don't need men or wives, feet on the ground with our hands to the sky. Let's blow up when the bomb gets dry. When we say so, that's when we ride.
This
can't
help in the house.
KL in the house.